Okay. I've had enough now. I really have. I've had enough. We need to start doing this every Monday on this channel. We're going to do something called Move Forward Monday, where we just do some real talk about YouTube and we just chat about the things that we want to talk on YouTube. You know, sometimes, especially with this channel, it's like, oh yeah, the secret to do this. He follow these top 10 tips and you will get 1,000 views, all that kind of stuff. And now you know this. If you've been subscribed to this channel for a while, you know, of course, I need to do those kinds of titles and videos to get the clicks to be found in search, but I always have realness in it. But I thought, do you know what? I just want to do a series once a week on this channel where we just do like a YouTuber talk. If you are just getting started in YouTube, maybe you've been doing YouTube for a few years and there's just a little bit of niggles, some niggles, and you just need to talk. And what I want to talk to you today about is this whole thing of someone having loads of subscribers, but then their videos hardly have any views. Does this happen to you? Now, if you look at my channel, it's happened to me, and it's not just my channel, it happens to so many people. Take PewDiePie as an example. He's got what, 75, 76 million subscribers, but then his videos will be getting maybe 1 to 2, maybe some of them more, million hits when he's got all of those subscribers. Do you know what? I've got my lipstick in my hand, and I barely wear lipstick, but I feel I look really weird when I put lipstick on. I think this is going to be Lipstick Mondays when we're just going to have a serious talk about this, you know, the whole YouTube thing as a whole. And I hope you're going to like these real conversations, yeah? And I just want to be, is that okay? Do you think I look, I think I look better when I don't put lipstick on. But anyway, we're going to slap on the lipstick because we need to, we're going to be serious, but we're not gonna. We anyway, right? So, as you can see on this channel, we are fast approaching 10,000 of you lovely action takers. But this is what I really want to say to you is that all of us, all me included, we are putting so much stress and pressure on hitting these subscriber milestones. Now, I don't think there's anything wrong with doing that, but what we need to realize is that number is great for your ego. It's great for me to go up to someone, go into a business meeting. If I'm trying to get more YouTube clients, I'm like, oh yeah, my channel's got 10,000 subscribers because I know that people's ears prick up when I say that. But in the whole scheme of YouTube, that's actually not an important metric. With the amount of subscribers you've got, that doesn't dictate how much Google AdSense money you make. It doesn't really dictate that much. All that number is really for is making yourself feel good because you're like, wow, that's a, you know, that's a great number to have. And I'm not dis, what's that word? Disqualifying, that's the wrong word to use. I'm not dis, whatever that word is, the people that are subscribed because I love you so much. Because to me, a subscriber means you were actually bothered enough. You were actually, you know, maybe a video really helped you and you thought, do you know what? I want to subscribe to this channel to support her and I want to see more of Vina's videos. That's how I see subscribers. And maybe that's how you should see subscribers as well, not subscribers as another number, because they're not. A subscriber is a person that has actually took that extra step with you. They've actually clicked subscribe, okay? But the whole thing with subscribers is that it's not a true reflection on your channel. The true reflection on your channel, and this is going to be different for everyone at the end of the day. I can't, well, I could try and cram everything into this one video. For me, YouTube is about how many people have I genuinely helped? How many of you have watched one of my tutorials and actually implemented those tips on your channel, and then you saw a little growth, or you got a few more views, or your channel just looked better, or maybe your presenting skills have improved from watching one of my previous videos. So for me, it's all about the impact and education. I'm how I'm helping other people. It's about have my YouTube videos somehow made me get an extra YouTube client, whether that be through buying an ebook. I'll leave the link below if you'd like to buy one of my ebooks. Buying an ebook, buying a course, hiring me to come to their business and, you know, me teach their company about YouTube. And for me, YouTube is much more bigger than it being YouTube, if that makes sense. It kind of, it feeds into my business ecosystem. So I really want you to understand what is YouTube for you. Now, if you want to be a YouTuber, then yes, getting lots of views, getting lots of subscribers, that is what you want, because you will then want to get noticed by brands and you will then want to get all these sponsorships. And I don't know, it's, I really just want you to write down why you're doing YouTube, because I've noticed a lot of stuff. I've been on YouTube for a hell of a long time, and some people be like, oh, she's been on YouTube for ages and she's still got a small channel. Like, I don't care about that, because like I said before, I want to help people with these videos. Every video that I do, it builds my brand in some way. And what I have in my head, even if my videos are getting below 100 views, I still think that's still 100 people. That's still one person. Even out of those 100 people, even 1%, one person has taken something away from that video. Like, hurrah to me. High five to me that my mission and purpose with that video was completed. And do you know what is true? We could be here all day, because some people are doing videos purely for their business and I would be having a completely different conversation with you. I would be saying every video you have to have a call to action. You have to be feeding them into your business. And even though I teach my clients that, I'm doing YouTube for so many different reasons. It's not just one reason. And have you noticed that on your channel? Do you have maybe 1,000 subscribers, but then you're getting 1,000 views? 1,000 subscribers, but then you're getting 10 views. Don't worry, it's not just you. But what I'm trying to say is that you will keep going no matter what, if you've got your purpose on point. Your purpose on point. You will never give up. You will stay motivated and you keep going, and you will keep going. I generally love making videos like this because I just want to, like, it's just my way of being creative, and I love trying different things. I love adapting. I love seeing what works, what doesn't, what I can do better. How can I become a better presenter on camera? How can I better engage with you? Do you know what I mean, bruv? So yeah, I think every Monday from now on, I want to turn this into a proper community here on Team Action. So I'm still going to be doing my YouTube tutorials and all of that. But I just want this to be on Monday while we're having this quick burst. Well, it's not quick. How long? I'm talking for 8 minutes. But this, you know, this kind of YouTuber motivation every Monday. What do you want to talk about? Shall we talk about this more? This whole view subscriber ratio? Just realize that, like I keep saying, it's not just your channel. It's not just my channel. Again, another example that really rings bells to me is Jim Chapman. He was a YouTuber, like I call him one of the original UK YouTubers. I think he's got 3 million, I could be wrong, I think it's about 3 million subscribers, and then his videos are getting about 10,000-20,000 views, and that's from someone that's done YouTube full-time for so long. But guess what? To other people, they probably look at his numbers and think, wow, like, what is going on there? But I look at that and I think, but he's developed a business, he's adapted himself, he's now, I think he used to do like a lot of, what are those things called? Like pranks and things like that, you know, more targeted at younger people. But now he's older. I think he's in his late 20s or early 30s. And now he's doing like men's fashion. You know, I'm sure he's got like a business arm to what he's doing. So on the outside, it might not look, he's failed on YouTube, but he hasn't, because he's doing other stuff. Anyway, I hope this was useful in some way. Comment below what other stuff you want to talk about, other stuff to keep you motivated on YouTube, and anything you want to talk about that other people just aren't talking about when it comes to YouTube in terms of subscribers, views. What's it like? Maybe you have questions for me, like, what's it like doing YouTube for... My first video was uploaded 10 years ago and I'm still here. I'm still going because I know my purpose. My purpose is on point. Comment that below. My purpose is on point, and I want you to really think about your purpose, why you're doing YouTube, because like I said, when you know your purpose, even when you're getting loads of more subscribers and your views are dwindling a bit, you'll keep going because you know what your purpose is. Comment below, let me know what you want me to talk about in next Monday's video. It's going to be called Move Forward Monday, motivation for YouTubers. Click there to subscribe if you haven't done so already, and there's a previous video for you there as well. I love you. Keep going. Be an action taker. Get out there in the world and find what makes you happy, because if you do not get out there and take action, nobody is going to do it for you. Vina V.